investigators, it's federal authorities that are, look, they're tasked with investigating crimes. They're the ones that are trying to find the murderers. They're the ones that are trying to find the human traffickers, whatever it is. But with that is the community's assistance. And police can't be everywhere at all times. They can't have cameras everywhere at all times. And so it's really the assistance of you in the community that helps lead police in the right direction, puts them on the right track to solving some of the more heinous crimes that are committed in our area. And a huge piece of that is Crime Stoppers, because that incentivizes people who may have knowledge of a crime, who may be able to help put those puzzle pieces together for authorities and really take some dangerous people off the streets in some cases. Daniel DiBardino is the president and CEO of Crime Stoppers of Michigan, and he joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Daniel, it's nice to talk with you as always. I'm interested to know the service that you provide is so important, and it really does help law enforcement out. What is the status of some of the calls that you receive, tips that you receive, especially post-pandemic, because crime has gone up all around the country, and we are not immune to that here in the city of Detroit, in the region. So how have you seen things change post-pandemic?
Chris, good morning to you. Thanks for having us on. Thanks for having Crime Stoppers of Michigan on. To answer your question directly, crime certainly has increased, and the law enforcement community and families and victims are asking people for some help. And one of the things that I can tell you that's just wonderful is that on any given year, and that includes 2022, we receive throughout our service area, we service the entire Southeast Michigan region, all seven counties, we receive somewhere between 5,500 and 6,000 anonymous calls a year. And those calls are answered in Dallas, Texas, and then sent up to us. We disperse them out to over 200 law enforcement agencies so that they can help continue investigating many of these crimes that are not solved. Sometimes, Chris, people think that watching television, the good guys always win and the bad guys always go to jail. And we all know that's not the case. The law enforcement community, but more specifically, the victims and their families need all of us to speak up and get these bad folks off the streets.
You know, and Daniel, you guys give back in so many different ways, not only just by the simple nature of what you do, but you also have your annual children's Christmas party coming up as well. Tell us a bit about that.
We do, Sean. It's our sixth annual Christmas party taking place on December the 10th between noon and 5. We have over 200 kids throughout Southeast Michigan who have had violence in their life, whose lives in many cases will never be the same again. They come in, they have a wonderful day. Tony Michaels opens up the Parade Company facility down in the city, which is absolutely outstanding. We have tours of all the Thanksgiving parade floats. We have a DJ. We got Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. Every one of the kids receives age-appropriate gifts on the way out the door. We have face painting. We have VIPs coming. It's just a great day where we can give over 200 kids a wonderful day of Christmas that they can enjoy with their families and meet a lot of the people who sponsor us. A lot of folks throughout the business community have sponsored us and continue to sponsor us, and we couldn't be more happy that they do. It includes Magna and Franco Communications, Huntington Bank. You name them, they're there, and they're there every year. The Honey Baked Company and so forth. So we bring these kids in, and it's a great time. But at the same time, while we're having a wonderful holiday event on the 10th, we need to continue to ask people to go to our website, 1-800-SPEAK-UP, look at some of the cases that we're working on. And we also would like people specific to the city of Detroit to go to Detroit Rewards TV, where the city is highlighting about 10 very serious cases that they would like to get information on as well. So we're asking people to help. One of the things I can tell you, gentlemen, that we're particularly pleased about, while we have offered over $600,000 of rewards to people over the last 6 years, one of the interesting things is less than 40% of the people who are actually awarded rewards pick them up. 60%, all they want to do is the right thing.
Dan, what does it tell you when the business community steps up for you? What does that mean to you, to Crime Stoppers, and to the families that you're helping?
It means that we recognize that nobody wants to do a business, have a business, create a business in an area that's not safe. And I think that's the primary reason. And the other reason is they participate. United Wholesale Mortgage, another one, very recently jumped on board with us. They want their people to move to and from their work and to locations in a safe environment. So everybody participating. One of the things that we tell people all the time is, if you want to reduce crime, you have to reduce opportunity. And the way you reduce opportunity is to allow people or have people recognize that if you commit a crime, you're probably going to get caught because someone's going to pick up a phone and either call the appropriate law enforcement agency or call Crime Stoppers anonymously and report that information.
Tell us about your Crime Prevention Resource Center as well. That's got to be just an added bonus for everybody involved.
Sean, we are so happy. We started that in 2022. It's the Center for Crime Prevention. And basically what it is it's a program where we, through videos, through a monthly speaker series, et cetera, we have people coming on to help children, to help parents, et cetera, on different areas to make sure that they don't become victims of crimes. The last video, the last speaker we had was from the FBI. Two of the agents came in and talked about the whole area of human trafficking, which is talked about often, and yet many parents and even kids don't really understand what it is. So we have that program out there. It's very viable. People just have to go to our website, 1-800-SPEAK-UP. They can go to our resource center, and there are articles and videos on many, many of these things to help everybody stay safe.
Dan DiBardino, president and CEO of Crime Stoppers of Michigan. Danny, always nice to talk with you. Thank you for what you do. Not only to help police keep our streets safe, but then what you're doing for these kids this Christmas. It's wonderful. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Chris. And I'd ask your listeners if they can go to our website and help us with a donation. We appreciate it.
1-800.
Happy holidays to all of you guys.
You right too. Back to you, Dan.
1-800-SPEAKUP.org. 1-800-SPEAKUP.org if you want to learn more about what Crime Stoppers does. And if you want to get involved, that's the place to be. All right, more to come on the Paul W. Smith Show next here on JR.